Let's go. It's a worldwide celebration, a musical dedication for the nation. Let's make music, 608, let's do this. On the 21st, we moving, grooving. Longest day of the year, sun's out, no clouds, and the sky is clear. Fresh gear, a quick look in the mirror, let's go. Y'all ready to move, let's go.
It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret, and that is Make Music Madison's Anthem, written and performed by Madison artist Corey Whitmore.
The anthem celebrates the world's largest annual music event, Make Music Day, taking place this Friday across the globe.
Organizers say musicians will perform in 120 countries and more than 1,000 cities. That includes about 24 communities here in Wisconsin.
We're visiting two of those communities now for a look at their local Make Music festivities.
Peggy Ross is the board chair of the LaPointe Center for the Arts, a nonprofit organization that supports the arts on Madeline Island. And Nick Damasis is the founder of Nick and Friends, a Beloit-based band. I talked with them last week and asked Nick what brought him back for a second year of Make Music Beloit.
Yeah, well, last year was the first year that Beloit participated in it. And I don't know if you know this, but they're... Wisconsin has more cities participating than any other state in the country. So Beloit jumped in last year, and it's just a great spontaneous community based event, and it's just great to see people getting out there, regardless of their talent or non-talent, and just making some music. So it's hard to not want to participate in that. And then last year was such a success that we were not hesitant to jump back in.
And Peggy, I understand LaPointe is joining for the first time this year in Make Music. What made you and others there want to bring Make Music onto Madeline Island?
Well, there are a lot of talented musicians and talented artists of all kinds on Madeline Island. And we saw this through Create Wisconsin, and we thought, gosh, why aren't we doing this? This is a great place. We have pop-up concerts throughout the summer and free concerts. And it's like, why not? People love music here on Madeline Island. So we're really excited to be a part this year and hoping to grow on it next year.
Nick, tell us a little bit about your band, Nick and Friends. You're playing originals, but this is kind of very much in the spirit of Make Music. You've got kind of a rotating group of songwriters and musicians who come in and out. Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, and that gets back to your first question, too, of why we want to be a part of it. It really is the spirit of the Make Music Day is also the spirit of our band. And so it was a few years back in the 1990s, if you can remember that far back. I was doing a little singer-songwriter thing in Minneapolis where I grew up. And then, of course, you get married, have a child, buy a house, and, on with the career. So it kind of tucked that away. But as down here in Beloit, and as I was talking to other musicians, they'd be playing, and I'd say, hey, do original songs? And they're like, yeah, but, nobody really wants to hear the originals. They want to hear cover songs. So I heard that enough times that I just said, all right, that's it. I'm going to start a group, and people can come and go as they want, but we have a hard and fast rule that it's only originals. Once, they hear the first, the opening of Brown Eyed Girl, people, they start dancing, and then they start requesting other songs. So we thought we're going to have to limit it, only give them so much of a choice. And that's all of our originals. And so we've been doing that for 2 years now, and people coming and going just as they're able. And so that's why it's Nick and Friends, so that it can be, as you said, a rotating cast of characters. And it's fun because it's gaining momentum, and it's the community spirit of it has really caught on, and I think is its kind of its hallmark.
Peggy, can you talk us through what's gonna happen on Friday on Make Music Day in LaPointe?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. The ferry is a special part of Madeline Island, getting our people to and from the island, of course. So we're gonna kick it off with our kazoo and instrumental band riding the ferry across to Bayfield and coming on back to the island. And they're going to then do a little march down parade to the Bell Street Tavern area, where we've got the street closed off for the day, and the LaPointe Center for the Arts stage mobile is going to be set up, and that's going to be the center of the action for the day. We've got, local performers, we've got kids coming in, we've got people, who are professional with their bands and, amateurs. But probably the unique thing about the island is people just come when you announce it. And so we've got some open mic pop-up times. And every day we're getting people saying, hey, I'm going to come. I'm not sure what time, but we're going to be there. And that's just kind of the spirit and the fun of the island. People just all of a sudden like to gather and share and relax and enjoy the time.
And Nick, I know in your non-musician life, you're a library director there and concerned a lot with building community around Beloit. Can you talk about how an event like Make Music can kind of help, build that sense of place and bring people together in a community?
Yeah, and Beloit is, you know, it's 36,000 people. It's still it's a community that you can put your arms around. And, you know, different from a Madison or a Milwaukee. So having a downtown center where we're able to, as Peggy said, put up some stages around town and ask and have people come out. We have a farmer's market that's the second largest in the state of Wisconsin. So a lot of things going on here in Beloit and a very vibrant downtown. And as you said, with the library, always just trying to connect community and communities and getting people really out there and getting to know each other. And something like this, Make Music Day, you know, it's not a talent show. As Peggy said, there's a lot of talent in all of our communities, but it's really about people just coming out and making noise, getting out there, inner musician, banging pots, you know, stand on the front step if your neighbors will allow it, and just feeling good and coming together that way. So an event like this, I think, is important. And I think the connection across the country, across the state, across the country, and the fact that it's international also adds kind of a connection of a larger community as well.
We are talking about Make Music Day coming up. It's a worldwide event. Wisconsin well represented with stuff going on in about 24 communities. We're hearing from two of them. Peggy Ross is with us, board chair of the LaPointe Center for the Arts on Madeline Island. Nick Damasis is the founder of Nick and Friends. He's representing Beloit with us today. And Nick, it's Make Music Day. We're previewing it. We better have some music, right? I guess you've got a song for us that you're planning to play at Make Music Beloit.
I'm a renegade with an attitude. I'm a hand grenade full of platitudes. Live hard, die young, drive fast, take chances every time. It's a long, strange trip we've been on. Life ain't a highway, it's an autobahn. And I've never been too good at staying between the lines. Come on, baby, get in the car, let's drive. Come on, baby, get in the car, let's drive.
And this, of course, we had planned where Peggy was going to play a drum solo right here, but paintbrushes on canvas just didn't come through on the mic. So I'll just do one more verse then.
Adam and Eve screwed up the garden. What's wrong if we burn a little carbon? I've been good for so long, I don't know if I'm dead or alive. Hit the gas, sit the world on its axis. You drop the clutch, I'm a bit out of practice. No one will catch us, not even the cops will try. Come on, baby, get in the car, let's drive. Come on, baby, get in the car, let's drive. Everyone, come on, baby, get in the car, let's drive.
Tried to hit the harmony.
Come on, baby, get in the car and let's drive.
Beep, beep, honk, honk.
All right. And so you're going to have that, the whole band doing that, or is that just going to be you singer-songwritering tomorrow?
No. The whole band does it. And like you said, with harmonies, we got some really good. I'm the weak link in the group, even though I put my name up front. So the smart thing, of course, to do is surround yourself with really good musicians and singers. And so. So that's what we do. It's a good time.
And Peggy, if I'm hearing you right, Make Music is not the only day to hear music in LaPointe. We can, especially during the summer, I imagine, go out and check out some music there too, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. The LaPointe Center of the Arts, we sponsor free concert series on Thursday evenings. And 6 to 8 out on the stage mobile at the rec center in town. It's free. We've got brats and beer and soda that's always there and available. And it's a great time for, you know, people to just come back, relax, and enjoy the musical talents that we can bring. And so LaPointe Center is always, you know, proud to have that. And we'd like to continue to expand it, because every year there's more and more people that talk about it and come on out. And then, of course, during the week, the restaurants have bands coming in. You know, Tom's Burndown always has a band. The Beach Club oftentimes does. Now that LeSueur Street Cafe, Marty's always bringing in some bands and during brunch, too. So it's a great many opportunities that happen in the summertime here with music.
Nick, part of the point of Make Music Day is it's supposed to be free, all the performances. And I know some musicians are like, we're trying to make a living here. Why are we having all this stuff where we're giving it away for free? What do you think of that?
You know, I've heard that before. And I think everyone's got to, of course, make the decision for themselves about how they're willing to share their talents. But on a day like Make Music Day, to me, that kind of just washes away. It's just it's a day for everyone to be able to enjoy music and let it out in that. And the idea of monetizing every single note that we play just doesn't, some people can do that. Also, as I said at the very beginning, we do original music, and there's not as much of a high paying market for that. So obviously I'm biased on that. We play whenever, when and whenever we can in that. And we're just having a good time doing that. And I think that's what Make Music Day is all about. And there's plenty of opportunities throughout the year to put a price on what you're selling, or the audience to say, I want to go and see that level of talent as well.
Peggy, this is the first time around for Make Music in LaPointe. If somebody is out there listening in a community that hasn't done Make Music and thinking, why aren't we doing this? What would you suggest to them to get it rolling for next year?
You know, at first when we saw the opportunity to discover what Make Music Day was, we're like, whoa, you know, this seems pretty big. Can we really handle and do something like this? And in talking with Ann Katz from Create Wisconsin, she was so helpful. And, you know, she encouraged us and said, hey, Peggy, LaPointe, Madeline Island is perfect for this. You know, you don't have to do anything big. And so I, you know, just reached out to the public art committee in town, the church in town, some community volunteers. And, you know, we've just come together and said, you know, let's keep it simple. We have so many talented people in here that love to play music. The kids love to sing. You know, let's just try it. Keep it simple and they will come. So that's what we're hoping for. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate, you know, no matter, you know, larger communities can, like Milwaukee and Madison, you know, they've got a bigger pool of resources, but anybody can do it. And the support that Ann Katz and Create Wisconsin has provided us, and the and at the national level as well as the state level, it's really no pressure to make it this elaborate thing. You know, take the talents and opportunities that you have within your own community, and it's fun. We're really excited, and you know, we've already got it marked on our calendar for next year.
And Nick, if there's somebody out there listening thinking, I haven't pulled out the guitar or kazoo or whatever in a while, and I could go out and play in front of people, I don't know, maybe I'm a little shy, give some encouragement for them to go out and share those musical gifts.
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing that I hear most about when we play, and that when I'm in the audience, it's that the people up there are just having a good time. They're smiling, there's camaraderie, and that can, you know, people forgive a world of musical sins if you look like you're just having a good time. So I would say do that. Bust open that sax, case or guitar case or whatever, and just show up. And, you can also get together with a couple people and work something out if you felt that was what you wanted to do. If you try too hard, that's when you might get discouraged and start to get nervous. Just get out there and do it.
We'll leave it there. Nick, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
And Peggy, thanks for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Peggy Ross is the board chair of the LaPointe Center for the Arts, a nonprofit organization that supports the arts on Madeline Island. And Nick Damasis is the founder of Nick and Friends, a Beloit-based band. Hey, are you planning to make music in the big event coming up on Friday? Let us know about it. You can send us an email, wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Maybe we can plug your performance between now and then. We are going to go out with the big top singers performing Madeline Island's national anthem. It's called Over to Old La Pointe. This is Wisconsin Today.
Village in the shade of an old fruit tree, then a new farm summer resort. Once you visit Madeline, you come to know her well. She'll tell you tales of Nebraska Row and the Vaudeville Man El Harvo. And the wind sled over the ice we go.